Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Kat Kahn with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. We have a lot of stuff going on over at the library, like the upcoming Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, it's going to be on May 7th this year, so we're back to the first Saturday in May. This is the 20th year of Free Comic Book Day, and I can't believe I've been involved with it right from the beginning in several different libraries.
So what's the whole goal of Free Comic Book Day?
Well, the comics, what they are, they're specially published comics for this day by the publishers. Some of them are samplers, but basically it's offering the comic shop customers and, in our case, library patrons, a chance to try out some titles that might be new to them. Mm-hmm. And just kind of promote the idea of, you know, comics as great reading. And we have a wide range of titles, from those good for the little kids, like the Dav Pilkey, you know, Dog Man and Catboy and all of those, mm-hmm. up through books that are, you know, really for adults, like this really cool Filipino mystery horror series called Trece. Ooh. And, yeah, that's one of my favorites. But, the comic shops in town are going to have Free Comic Book Day in their stores on that Saturday. We have partnered with Comic Emporium, and so we're going to have some blind bags of comics for three basic age groups, the children, the teens, and adults. Mm-hmm. So people will be able to get a few, you know, free books, and it's one bag per person. If the family comes in, each kid can get a bag, and the mom or dad or both can also get their bags, and any teenagers, you know, until, you know, as long as our supplies last.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. But then they can also go to the comic shops and find more. So that's the fun thing. Now, these are not free to the comic stores or to the library. The friends of the library have helped me with the funding to buy them, and the Comic Emporium also gives us a super discount so that we can afford more, mm-hmm. which is really great, so that we can partner with them and, you know, keep promoting the reading of comics. So it's a fun day. And we encourage people to come into the library, go to the comic shops, find something new to read, mm-hmm. you know. And with the blind bag, it's like, yeah, take your chances. You might find something that's really, really cool that you've never thought you would try before. So we're really hoping to have that. And just, like I said, promote reading comics, because comics are reading.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And any way you can get somebody reading.
Exactly.
Whether it be in a graphic novel, whether it be a comic book, whether it be a standard novel, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whatever that takes is always positive.
Yes, reading is reading. And now the thing is with comics, that, and this has kind of been my mantra for a long, long time now, is that you exercise your whole brain when you read, because mm-hmm. when you're reading comics, because your right side of the brain is interpreting the artwork, and your left side of the brain is reading the words, and you're putting it, the whole thing together. And that is something that has been scientifically proven, that both sides of the brain are engaged when you are reading comics. So people say, well, there aren't that many words. But, you know, the words that are there in a lot of comics, they use more unique words, mm-hmm. harder words in the comics than you find in prose.
Absolutely. In the same way, mm-hmm. you know, in a movie script, you don't have mm-hmm. as many words as you would right. in a full regular novel. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. that's kind of the medium.
Right. And with the movies, you're watching, you're getting everything a lot through what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And in the comics, it's kind of the same thing, except it's, you know, static on the page.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. So Free Comic Book Day is planned for May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
What time to what time?
Okay, in our library, we open at 9 on Saturday, and we're open from 9 to 5. So as long as our supplies last, people can come in to go to the Youth Services Department. We're going to have the boxes there. So there'll be a kids box and a teen box and an adult box with these kind of boring looking brown paper bags, okay?
But they're not boring.
But they're not boring inside. Once you open up your bag, you will find three assorted comics titles. And they come from publishers, you know, standard publishers like Marvel, and also Dark Horse. And then you've got Image Comics. You've got Yen Press for manga, Tokyopop, Viz Media, they've got a Pokemon title coming out.
Cool.
Titan Comics has a really cool Doctor Who comic. And if you watched the 13th Doctor, there's this really cool heretofore unknown Doctor who showed up in the latest season, and she's featured in the comic story. So I'm looking forward to reading that. And there's even an adult mystery based on the old Winchester House in California.
Oh, Lord.
That really cool haunted house, you know? So a lot of cool stuff.
There are comics to fit any taste.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is the great part about the medium. Of course, free comic book day going on at the Bay County Public Library on West 11th Street in Panama City. May 7th from 9 a.m. when they open till they run out of supplies.
Right.
Which is excellent. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. We'll be back shortly for more with the NWRLS right here on The Mix.